Welcome to Quest Point in the Mix. I'm Richard Andrews, publisher. Today, I'd like to share a new series with you called A Green Renaissance, a series of updates on news, activity, analysis, and thought throughout the green movement and consciousness. It's called A Green Renaissance because of the time we're in now and the similarities to that of the Italian and French Renaissance, which was a cultural movement that profoundly affected European intellectual life in the early modern period. Beginning in Italy and spreading through the rest of Europe by the 16th century, its influence affected literature, philosophy, art, politics, science, religion, and other aspects of intellectual inquiry. And now, on to today's program. The uses for solar energy are becoming more and more apparent, as demonstrated by the recent introduction of solar-powered mobile phones to Kenya and India. Both countries have large areas where electricity is not available through a grid-tied system. Small solar panels and battery systems offer a cleaner solution in rural areas where kerosene is often used. Jeff Ochesky and Trevor Knopf are both of Beyond Solar, a U.S.-based nonprofit who has worked with South Orissa Volunteer Action and D-Light Design, a solar maker based in New Delhi, to provide microloans to the residents of Koraput, a district in the southeastern Indian state of Orissa, a region about 1,000 miles northeast of Mumbai. Their work allowed villagers to purchase these small systems and literally light up their huts at night. In Nairobi, Kenyan entrepreneur Murafu Murasa is working to provide affordable small-scale solar products to a district of 500,000 people who have no legal access to electricity. From solar-powered backpacks to solar-powered airplanes, product innovations and developments are happening every day. There are also many do-it-yourselfers who are installing solar power on their own. Around the globe, solar and other forms of renewable energy are making a positive impact on the environment, climate change, and job creation. Dan Esty, a Yale scholar, well known in the green business space, labeled environmental responsibility a new business megatrend in a recent Harvard Business Review article. In Germany, for example, in 1998, 30,000 people were employed in green-related jobs. Today, in 2010, 300,000 people are employed in green-related jobs, a growth of 10 times. This progress is no accident. Along with many policy changes, the German government instituted a number of incentive programs that literally paid homeowners to install solar power on their rooftops. America needs to do what the Germans did: create a national renewable energy policy that is sustainable and doesn't rely on the perpetual use of poisonous oil and coal as the main source of energy. Today, China is the world's largest manufacturer of solar panels. According to Gary Locke, U.S. Secretary of Commerce, China is investing $9 billion a month into clean energy and efficiency. The U.S. Recovery Act is an $80 billion clean energy investment program designed to double American renewable energy capacity and create thousands of jobs. The United States now, though, is in fourth position in terms of solar power installed. Meanwhile, if the Deepwater Horizon oil rig explosion and its forthcoming catastrophic consequences in the Gulf of Mexico haven't revealed why we need renewable energy, I'm not sure what will. Perhaps pissed off, mutilated, fire-spitting, Moby Dick-sized toxic shrimp rising from the oily deep, ravaging the region's coastlines would be persuasive enough. You know, like Godzilla. But like Tony Hayward, former CEO of BP, who wanted his life back, it's not without understanding why oil rig workers and politicians want their way of life to continue. They, like we, live in an oil-based ecosystem that's been in place for generations now. But change will come. It always does. Take note, Thomas Edison created an electric vehicle in 1910. That's right, 1910. Are we serious enough now, 100 years later, when we recognize that 90% of the oil that America uses is for transportation? We know we're a nation of oil junkies. Question is, are we tired of being strung out? Or maybe the 3,000 or so oil rigs in the Gulf could be transformed into offshore solar, wind, tidal, or wave stations. We're all going to need to participate in this change. We, the engineers, scientists, investors, politicians, marketers, artists, thinkers, citizens, and inventors all have a stake in this. When President John F. Kennedy spoke of sending a man to the moon, he said, "We choose to do these things and the other things, not because they're easy, but because they're hard." The power of the oil industry is legendary, and yet they too must recognize the danger of offshore deep water oil drilling and realize it isn't sustainable. Solar power alone isn't the answer. It's part of a diversity of innovations throughout our society, including renewable energy. Options such as hydropower, biomass, and other opportunities yet to be explored. Together, they and we have the potential to lead this country to a new green renaissance of environmental, business, and social prosperity. Out.